Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Mashna Chagiga Siyantav Rishon Shal Pesach. The Mishnah had quoted a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if the Chagiga has to be strictly brought from Chulin money, or it also may have Maaseh Sheni money used to purchase it. And we'll soon, Mitzvah Shem on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, understand the Gemara will explain that Mechleikis more in detail. But the Gemara now first asks if the Mishnah wants to teach us this Mechleikis between Meshama Beis Hillel regarding the funding of the Chagiga. Why did the Mishnah specify and talk about Chagiga that's brought on Pesach? A Karban Chagiga is brought on each of the Shalosh Regalim. Mashna Chagigas Shem Tavrish Shal Pesach. Why, when the Mishnah wants to teach us about Karban Chagiga, does it speak about the Karban Chagiga that's brought on Karban Pesach? Answers the Gemara. Omer of Ashi, Hakamashmala, Chagigas Chamisha Asa In. The Chagiga that's brought on Pesach itself, on the Yontav itself, must be brought from Chulin money, completely according to Beis Shammai, and somewhat, as we will learn soon, according to Beis Hillel. Chagigas Ava Osur, however, the Karban Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach, loy, that does not have to be brought from Chulin money, it could be brought from Maaseh Sheni money. As we know, the Torah, and we learned at length about it in Masech the Pesachim, discusses a Karban Chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach. The purpose of that Karban Chagiga, as we learned, number pshatim and rishonim. One pshat is that since the Karban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva, when one is satiated, so if there was a large group of people participating in a Karban Pesach, and they're not each going to get a large portion of that Karban, so they eat a Karban Chagiga first, so they should be full after they eat the Karban Pesach, as the Chinuch explains, because the Karban Pesach is supposed to be eaten besimcha, joyously, and when one is full, he's more besimcha. Another pshat that's given, as we know, the Torah tells us regarding the Karban Pesach, the etzem leisishbru boy, we're not allowed to break any bone in the Karban Pesach. When one eats something and he's very hungry, it's more possible or more likely that he's going to break bones. However, when he eats it and he's not, and he's full, he's not going to break bones. Then, therefore, the Torah teaches us to bring a Karban Chagiga. But given that that Karban Chagiga is not absolutely mandatory, because as the Gemara says, Al Mekasavar, Chagigas Ava Osel Av Daraisa, it's not Medaraisa that one has to eat that Karban Chagiga. Therefore, since it's not absolutely mandatory, for example, if one had a small group of people participating in the Karban Pesach, then they don't have to bring a Karban Chagiga. Or if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so even though Karban Pesach, as we learned, is Doiche Shabbos, Karban Chagiga is not Doiche Shabbos, so since it's not absolutely mandatory, it may be brought from the Maaseh Sheni money, because only Davar Shebechayva, only something which is absolutely compulsory, must be brought min Achulin. Amamar, so as we just learned, Beisel Oimrim Mina Maisa, the Shalmi Chagiga may be brought from Maisa Sheni funds. Ask the Gemara Mai, Dava Shabachaybuhu, isn't the Shalmi Chagiga something which is mandatory? And as we discussed in the previous year, called Dava Shabachayva and Abalam and Chulin, it may only be brought from the Chulin. Amar Ula answers Ula B'Toifel. We have to say that what Beisel means, we could bring it. It's the teufel when it's used only as a supplement. And the Maaseh Sheni money is only used as supplementary funding for the Chagiga. Now the Gemara begins to try to understand exactly what does teufel mean. And we have a machloikis Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiya Omer, teufelin b'behema l'behema. What teufel means is that we take one animal which is going to be brought properly, completely from Chulin fund, another animal, the other animals we could use Maaseh Sheni money if we're going to have more than one Karban Chagiga, as the Mishnah will describe on Amud Beis, If there's a large family, there's more Shalmei Chagiga brought. However, says Chizkiyah, ain't Teiflam Mars Lamars. We're not allowed to combine money, take Maaseh Sheni money, and combine it with Chulam money to buy each one of the Karban Chagiga behemoths. The first animal that's going to be brought has to be brought strictly from Chulam funds. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, Teiflam Mars Lamars, we combine money. However, for any type of behemoth, we don't combine animals. Rather, each animal should have in it a little Maaseh Sheni, chulin and Maaseh Sheni combined. And as Rashi explains the machloikis between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi says that the machloikis is a fundamental machloikis. What is better? It's better that we should at least have one carbon which is brought completely properly, which would be the animal that Chizkiyah discusses, the first animal that's completely brought from Chulin funds, and then the other animals, even though they're not perfect, they brought from Maaseh Sheni funds. Or Rabbi Yochanan says, let every animal have a little of each. And as Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Sefer Imrei Noyim from the Jikuvah Rebbe explained this machlokes, it's a very fundamental machlokes in the understanding of how mitzvah should be performed. The shaila comes up in giving tzedakah. If one has $100 to give tzedakah, what is better? Should he give $100 bills to 100 different people, where there is a possibility that not all of those 100 people that are receiving that dollar are really a worthy cause? Or should he look for the one worthy cause, do the proper research, and give the $100 to that worthy cause? The Rambam in Pirkei Avos, where it says Hakol Lefi Roiv HaMaiser, clearly indicates that it would be better to give $100 to 100 different aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the Maiser. Hakol Lefi Roiv HaMaiser. But, says the Imrei Noyim, that is essentially the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah holds, give one behemah. Get one behemah that's perfectly fine, that is maiser, that is pure chulin money. Even though the other animals will not be so perfect, they'll be all maiser sheni money, at least one animal will be 100% perfect. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's better that every mitzvah, we look at the quantity versus the quality, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we look at every behemah should have a little of each in it. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Engel attempts to bring a raya to the shaila from a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham discusses a shaila where there's a person who only had enough for two meals on Shabbos. If he took the food that he had and divided it into three meals, there would be no one meal that he'd really be full from. So what is better? Should he eat three meals? As we know, on Shabbos, we're supposed to eat Shalosh Shudos. So he should eat three meals, albeit each meal will not be 100% filling. Or should he eat two meals and miss Shalosh Shudos? So the Magen Avraham says he should eat two meals, each meal being a real Suda Shabbos, even if it's at the expense of not eating Shalosh Shudos. But then Rabbi Yosef Engel says that perhaps the proof is not really so conclusive, because as we know, there are paiskim that are more lenient regarding the eating of Shalosh Shudos, up to the point that some paiskim that say we can be yotze Shalosh Shudos with the very Torah. So therefore there we should eat the first two meals and perhaps skip Shalosh Shudos. That will not necessarily be a proof to other areas in halacha. Tosfos takes a different approach in explaining the machloikis between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. And Tosfos says it really is based on a machloikis in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi discusses, as we've been learning according to Beis Hillel, the value of the Karban Chagiga should be 2 ma'a kesef. What is better? Should we divide those 2 ma'a into 2 animals, or are you not allowed to divide it into 2 animals? And as the Rishash explains Tosfos, since Chizkiyah holds that we could divide the Mar Kesef into 2 animals, that each animal will only be worth 1 Mar, and you'll be yoytzu with that the Chiv of bringing a Karban Chagiga of Mar Kesef, So too, Chizkiah holds that bringing the second animal, which is from the Maisa, can also be considered as if you brought a carbon chagiga properly. Rabbi Yochanan will not hold you could divide it, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says we should divide the money. Another approach that the Turi Evin attempts to say, he says perhaps the machloikis between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan really evolves around another shaila, is the sheer of, if the shiurim of how much we should spend on the Karm Chagiga Midaraisa Drabonim. If we hold it's Midaraisa, says the Tori Evin, so then the two Markesev have to be completely chulin, and therefore no other money should be mixed into it, as Chizkiah says. Which Mash Enkein, Reb Yochanan, who doesn't record, will hold that there is no shear how much should be spent on the Chagiga Midaraisa, and therefore Chazal are not disturbed by mixing together the Chulin money and the Maisa money. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Chizkiah, there's a Braisa that corroborates Chizkiah's position, Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a Braisa that corroborates Rabbi Yochanan's position. Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, the Braisa that corroborates Rabbi Yochanan's position, Misas, the Torah says, regarding Yom Tov Shavuos, v'sisu chag Shavuos l'Hashem elokecha, nisas nidvas yotcha, asher titein kasher yivarechecha Hashem elokecha. Misas, when the Torah says the word misas, it means melamed she'adam mevi chavos min chulin. The Torah says that the karbonah should be brought from chulin money. U'minayin shemrotzu v'arev ma'arev. How do we know that he can mix together? Here clearly says that teufel involves mixing together different monies. Naim shiratzul arav ma'arav, that it can mix together chulin money and ma'isasheni money. Tamaloy mekashiv recha Hashem lekecha. So here we see teufel means mixing together the funds. But tani kavasi de Chizkiah, there's a brisa that corroborates Chizkiah's position, because the brisa here says misas melamed she'adam mevi chavosim in a chulin. A person should bring the karbonis that he's responsible to bring from the chulin. By Shammai say, Yoim Rishim in the chulin. The first day the carbon has to be brought strictly from the chulin. Bekan ve'elach, over the rest of the yontif, the shalmei simcha that are brought on the rest of the yontif, the halacha will be, may be brought min hamaisa, from maisa sheni funds. Beis Hillel say, Achila Rishonim in the chulin, the first carbon. That means the first animal that's being brought should be brought from chulin funds. So here clearly it says that the animal, the first animal, as Chizkiah taught us, should be brought from chulin funds. Afterwards, mikav elach, the other animals, even the ones that are brought on the first day, may be brought min ha'maisa. Shakoy maisa pesach, whereas the rest of Yontif, Adam Yotzi de Chavos ve Maisa Behema, a person can be Mekayim, bringing Shammai Simcha for Maisa Behema. Says the Gemara, the Yontif by Tamaloy, why may we not use Maisa Behema on Yontif? Amar Vashi, Dilma Asla Sur be Yontif. Perhaps one, if he's going to be allowed to use Maisa Behema money, Maisa Behema animal on Yontif. And what is Maisa Behema? Where they took every tenth animal and declared it as Maisa. They may do the actual taking off of Maisa on Yontif, the actual Asav Yontif, and one may not take Maisa on Yontif, Mishum Sakarta. Sakarta means that the way they took the Maisa was that they used to hit every tenth animal with a stick that had red dye on it, and using a red dye is also on Yontif, and if we're going to allow the use of Maisa Behema on Yontif, we may come to make do this Malach of Tzviya. As Taisus, why does our Gemara say that the concern is because we may do tzaveya? Why doesn't the Gemara say that the concern is that we may actually do the actual taking of Maiser, which is also on Yontif, because making an animal to Maiser is an act of being Magdish, and being Magdish is also on Yontif. So Taisus says, one Teretz Taisus says, is that marking an animal with a red dye is an Issa Daraisa. Taking or being magdish an animal is Issa Drabonim. So when our Gemara says that we don't want to, when we're concerned that something's going to happen on Yontif, the Gemara mentions the concern that will be over an Issa Daraisa versus just mentioning concern of being over an Issa Drabonim. another teretz that's given by Tosfos is that since the Gemara in Shas says that under certain circumstances one may be magdish an animal on Yontif, therefore the Gemara didn't want to say that we're not allowed to do because we may be magdish. Being magdish is not always awesome. Another teretz given by the Rishonim is that why is being magdish awesome? Because being magdish is iser of mesakin. For example, if we have a barrel of produce, by taking off the trumas and maisers, we're doing tikkun. Till now, we're not allowed to eat this produce. It's tevel. And by making this hafrosha, we're being mesakin. We're making that the part that is not truma maisa will be edible to all. However, by maisa behemoth, that's not the din. By maisa behemoth, the din is that even if we did not take off maisa behemoth, one could still eat from that animal. So since it's not considered mesakin, that's why there's no Issur Magdish. But the Achronim ask a different question. They ask, we know that one of the fundamental halachas of Hilchos Yontif is the Metoich Shehutra L'Tzayrich Hutra Namish Loi L'Tzayrich. Any malacha, Beis Hillel teaches us, that's Muta L'Tzayrich Eichel Nefesh may also be done Shloi L'Tzayrich Eichel Nefesh, even when there's no Eichel Nefesh involved. Tzeveya is a malacha, ask the Achronim, that's mutter l'tzayrich eichel nefesh. Because one is allowed to be tzoyveya when he does shechita. The Gemara says that what is the malacha done when one does shechita? Tzoyveya. The blood coming out of an incision and dyeing the area of the neck of the incision. So tzoyveya is mutter. So why is the Gemara saying that we're worried that you may come to do this at tzoyveya? There is no isit tzoyveya on Yontif. So there are a number of answers given. One answer is given is Tzviya's mutter. Al Gemara is concerned not that one will come to the malacha of Tzviya, but rather Al Gemara is concerned that one's going to come to do the malacha of Roshim, Ksiva. That there is no head to fall. Another teretz that I saw in the name of the Tosfos Yontif is when is shechting an animal involved Tzviya? When we shecht an animal for the purpose of selling it. So an animal that has a lot of blood around its neck, that in those days was a sign that it was a healthy animal, and people would be anxious to purchase it. On Yontif, when we shecht, we're not allowed to shecht with the purpose of selling it. We're only allowed to shecht for our own personal use. So then we're not interested in making tzviya. So there is never a heter for tzviya on Yontif. Another teretz that I saw from the Chedves Yaakov is that we don't say that if a malacha, if a tolda is mutter, we metoich that the tolda is mutter, the av is mutter. Tzviya, when we do shechit, is a tolda of tzviya. It's not real dying, it's only a tolda of tzviya. But the tzviya that Al Gemara is discussing, when one makes a red mark on the animal, that's actual tzviya, and we don't say metoich from a malacha, from a tolda to an av. Another teretz that I saw given is that tzviya is not really mutter on Yontif by Shechita. What Chazal told us is that we're allowed to shecht. When one shechts, there may be tzviya happening, and Chazal said that's not considered a tzviya. But it's not really that Chazal said that tzviya is a malacha that's mutter on Yontif. And since Chazal never said tzviya is mutter on Yontif, our question is answered. Miches Chinuch asks another question. For our Gemara, it's mashma. He asks that one, the Gemara is questioning, perhaps we should be able to use the Maisa Behema animal for Shalmi Chagiga. Ask the Melchus Chinuch, how can we use the Maisa Behema animal for Shalmi Chagiga? The Avoida, the entire processing is a different Avoida. So how could it even be a Havamina? So Chaim attempts to say that even if one doesn't bring the Shalmi Chagiga the way a Karban Shlomim is supposed to be brought, but his kavana that is that he should be yoytzu with this Shalmi Chagiga, he would be yoytzu the mitzvah Shalmi Chagiga. The Gemara had used this pasuk that's quoted by Shavuos. Vasisu chag Shavuos l'Hashem l'kecha misas nidvas yotcha asher titein kasher yivarechecha Hashem l'kecha, as the makar, as the source that teaches kol davar shebechayva ein ba'al menachuva chulin. The word misas we said was chulin. Ask the Gemara, my mashmah dahai misas lishna de chulin hu. Answered the Gemara, the ksiv, v'yosef ha-melech achashverosh
Mas al oretz. He put a tax. From what do we take tax? Says the Gemara, from Chulin. Our own money, we have to go pay taxes. And as Tosfos says, the Gemara doesn't quote Psukim in the Torah, Yilcha l'mas l'avducha v'yil mas oved, because their mas refers to a person working. Here we're not speaking about a person working, here we're talking about funds being used for a tax. There's a gevaldige kasha that I saw, the Stipler asks, Michzlozer asks, they ask, why from all the places in the Torah does the Torah teach us Dafka by Yontav Shavuos, the stin that called Dovah Shabachoy the Enabal Menachulim? So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says a very simple answer. He says, as we've been discussing, the issue is, can we use Maaseh Sheni funds to bring a carbon? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, all other Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, are Yom Tovim that Klal Yisrael are in Yerushalayim at least for a week. If they're there for at least a week, they're going to have a lot of opportunity to use the Maaseh Sheni monies that they bring up to Yerushalayim for their own personal needs, to buy food, etc. But Shavuos, says Reb Chaim, is a one-day yontif. They're only in Yerushalayim for one day. How much do they need for that one day? So they may want to use the Maaseh Sheni money to buy the kabbonis that they're obligated to bring. Teaches us the Torah, no, you can't use that Maaseh Sheni money to bring the kabbonis that you're obligated to bring. Michas Elazar explains it more pi derech drush. He says that the lesson that the Torah is teaching us here is Shavuos, we know, represents the yontif of Matan Torah. Shavuos represents the yontif of Talmid Chachamim. Says the Michas Elazar, a Talmud Chacham may think that he's a Talmud Chacham and therefore he's exempt from giving tzedakah. Who has to give tzedakah? The person who doesn't learn. So he doesn't have the Schus HaTorah, so he needs to have the Schus HaTzedakah. But a Talmud Chacham who's learning, perhaps he doesn't have to give tzedakah. Teaches us the Torah by the Yontif HaShavuos, the Yontif that speaks to Talmidei Chachamim, that they also have to give tzedakah. And interestingly, he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, says that Rav Chananya Bar Trajan was sitting and learning Torah, saying shiurim to very large groups of people, and he had a sefer Torah, and he asked Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, "Ma ani l'chaya olam haba? Will I be zoich to chaya olam haba?" So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma asked Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, "Klamas haba liyotcha? Did you ever have a tzedakah issue that you were involved with?" Amalei so responded to him, "Ma shapurim neschafli b'mas tzedakah? The poor funds got mixed up with the tzedakah funds, and he did went l'fnim mishur sadin and gave it all taniyim." So then Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told him, "Mechelkecha yir chelki, I should have a portion with you." So says the Michas Elazar, what was he trying to teach us? Here we had Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, this gevaldige talmid chachamim, this person that was saying these large shiurim. When Rabbi Yosef ben Trajan was teaching him, that's Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was teaching him, that's all gevaldig. But if you want to have Yechelka Michelki, that we should be Zoichet a Gevaldig Yechelk in Olam Haba, you, the Talmud Chacham, still must give Tzedakah. We learned in the Mishnah, Yisrael Yotzim Yidei Chavosim Adarim Adavis, that on Yontiv when Shalmi Simcha have to be brought, Klai Yisrael can be Yotzim that with the Adarim Adavis that they give. Tanah Bonin. The Pasuk says, V'samacht B'chagecho, the rabbis call me Nei Simochis L'Simcha, all kind of animals can be used to Mekayim Shalmi Simcha. As we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, Yisrael Yotz Michay Devasam, Klaiso can fulfill their obligation, Vinadarim, Vinadavis, Vinmais Behema, with all these different Kabbanas, Vaha Koihanim, Bechatis, Vasham, Bechar, Vachazar Vishoik, Yocho, Af Ophis Benachas, one would think that he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah also with bringing birds or Kabbin Mincha. Tamalayim B'samachta B'chagecha, the Torah teaches us B'samachta B'chagecha, Mishach HaGigah B'Amahem, the only foods that can be used to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shalmei Simcha are foods that Kabbin HaGigah could be brought from. Yotz Eilu Shereich HaGigah B'Amahem, birds and menachas cannot be used for Karmach HaGigah, because the Pasuk says regarding Karmach HaGigah, for La Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker, The Karban Chagiga is something that has to do with Chalev. Only animals have Chalev. Birds, Menachos, do not have Chalev. Rav Ashi Yomar, Misamachta Nafka. We learn from the word of Samachta. Yotza Elish Emem Simcha, there is no Chiv Simcha, there is no Simcha in Simcha El Babasar, there's only Simcha with meat. Rav Ashi asked the Gemara, Hai Bechagecha my Avad Leit, what does he do with the word Bechagecha that the Braisa taught us, that we use to teach us that we should only bring Shamei Simcha from meat? Answers the Gemara, Hahula Rav Daniel Bakhtina. He needs that pasuk to teach us what Rav Daniel Bakhtina taught us. Amar Rav Daniel Bakhtina, Amar Rav. Menayin shein noisim noshim emoid. How do we know that one is not allowed to get married on Yontif, on Chalmoid? Shenem v'samachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha, not with your wife. The Rishonim ask, the Mefarshim ask, how could Rav Ashi argue with a Braisa? Rav Ashi is an Amora, and Amora may not argue with a Braisa, so how could he disagree with what the Braisa says? So the Sikh Yitzchak answers, the when is an Amora not allowed to argue in a Braisa? Only when the Amora, when there's a Nafkamina, when there's a difference Halach Lamaisa. Rav Ashi's, there's no machlok between Rav Ashi and the Braisa. He says Halach Lamaisa, and therefore he could argue. Another Teretz given is Rav Ashi, who was just learned, said that Pasuk teaches us v'samachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha, that's a lima that Rav taught. Rav says, say the Mefarshim, Rav Ashi held, was a Tana. Rav Tana who apolog. So it's Rav's position that Rav Ashi is following, and Rav, who is a Tana, has the right to argue on the Braisa. As Tosfos, according to the Tanakama, who used this Pasuk to teach us that the Shalmei Simcha come from meat, from where will the Tanakama know, where will the Tana, the Braisa, know that ain't noisim noshim mayit? So Tosfos answers, because the Pasuk says, Bechagecha. So he says that word could teach us two dinim. One din it could teach us bechag, that it has to be like a korban chagiga, it has to be meat. And then the extra chav could teach us bechagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. Also teaches us Tosfos. He reminds us that we learned in Masechet Moed Katan that there are many other reasons that the Gemara gives us there in Masechet Moed Katan Daf Ches why one may not get married on Chol Hamoed. Arvin Simcha, but Simcha we're not allowed to mix together two Simchas. Bittel Pir of Rivia, that if a person will be allowed to get married on Yontif, he may postpone getting married until Yontif, which will be a Bittel Pir of Rivia. Tircha, it's an extra work preparing a wedding meal on Yontif. And the Tan of the Braisa will teach us that's the reason one is not allowed to get married on Chol Hamoed. As the Mefarshim say, the Mara he uses the word ein noisim noshim b'moed. What is noshim? Many women. The teachers that not only may one not marry for the first time on Chol Hamoed, but even when one is just remarrying, is being machzeh grushasoi, that too is prohibited on Chol Hamoed. So as we just explained, the Mefarshim say there are two basic reasons why one may not get married on Chol Hamoed. Either, as our Gemara says, v'samachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha, or as the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan teaches us in the name of Rav Elazar b'Chanina, because ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. If the reason is ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, then it's not limited to getting married. This halacha would apply to all types of simchas. If it's from b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha, it's only speaking about getting married. On the other hand, if the issue is b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha, then one is not allowed to get married even without making a suda. But if the concern is ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, so if there's no suda being made, it would be permitted. It's interesting that the Karban Nisanal teaches us that the two reasons are not mutually exclusive. He teaches us from the words of the Rosh that both reasons are valid. And therefore, we follow both the limud of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha and also the Pasuk B'Samach B'Chagech V'Loi B'Ishtecha, and therefore all Simchas should not take place even without a Suda. The only thing that the Mishnah Berurah does teach us is that we're not allowed to make a Chasana on Chol Hamoed. He thus says an engagement party, a vart, a tanoim, may be made on Chol Moed. He says not with a suda, not with a sita meal, only with merkachas, I guess, cake, nash, etc. The Paiskim discuss, our Gemara just taught us, that Simchas Yontif, Shalmei Simcha, has to be strictly with basar, with meat. And the Paiskim discuss the issue about eating or being required to eat meat on Yontif nowadays. It's interesting to note that the Mechitz Chinuch, the Shagas Aryeh, Simonim Samachay to Samaches, quote a Machloikis Taisvis in the Rambam. From Taisvis, it seems that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif doesn't apply midoraisa bizman hazeh, because this mitzvah Simchas Yontif is connected to Shalmei Simcha, when the carbon Shalmei Simcha can be brought. Nowadays, without the Beis Hamikdash, we have no Shalmei Simcha, and therefore there is no din of Simchas Yontif midoraisa. However, the Rambam doesn't, when he speaks about the chiv of Simchas Yontif, says Shiva Shmei Pesach Shmona Shmei Chag Im Shav Yom Tovim Chayiv Odom Lias Beim Tzomech V'Toyv Lev. A person is supposed to be happy in those times. Hu Bono V'Ishta B'nei Beisoy V'Kol Nivlov, the whole family. V'Api Shesimcha Muro Kan He Karben Shlomim. Even though the essential Simcha is Karben Shlomim, Yesh Bechlal Oisa Simcha L'Smay Hu Ubono V'Bnei Beisoy Kalech V'Echad Kiroi Loi. Everybody should have Simcha as befitting to him. Ketzad, Haktanim Noislam Klois, Vagoyz and McDonald's, children should be given candies. Hanoshim Kainalam Begodim, Tachshitim Noim, Kfim Amoinoi, buy your wives jewelry and nice clothing. Vanoshim Oichlam Basa Vishoyz and Yayin, Shein Simcha El Bebasa, Vain Simcha El Beyayin. So according to the Rambam, who doesn't limit the Chiv Simcha to Karben Shlomim, it seems that there's a Chiv Simcha Bezman Hazeh also. But the question now is, according to the Rambam, it also seems that he's not limiting the chi of simcha to basar. As he says, children give them candy, and wives give them jewelry and gifts, clothing. However, there's a tshuva from the Klozmag Rebbe in Chelek Arachayim, Simresh Chav Dalid, where he says that the Rambam will hold that men have to eat basar to mekayim simcha on Yontif. Because he explains that the Gemara that we just learned, the Machloikis of the Braisa of Ashi, he says is actually a Machloikis. The Braisa who's connecting the Chiv Shalmei Simcha to the Karben Chagiga actually holds that the Chiv is only when there's Karben Chagiga. If there is no Karben Chagiga, there is no Chiv Basar. However, says the Klozmag Rebbe, according to Rav Ashi, that says, Samachta B'chagecha, that the Chiv is, we learn from the word v'samachta, that samachta means basar, so therefore it's not collected to the carbon. And even though, and therefore even nowadays, we would have to have a simcha with basar. Says the Klozmag Rebbe, it's interesting to note that even though the Rambam, as we just quoted him, brings down all these simchas, the Rambam also says that the chiv of simcha does paskin like Rav Ashi. And he says more of a proof, because the Rambam, when he speaks about the simcha of men, says not limited to wine, that the simcha is also with basar. So we see that the Rambam, says the Rebbe, would require the eating of basar to be mekayim simcha nowadays. Says the Mishnah. If somebody has a lot of people eating, he has a lot of dependents, but he doesn't have a lot of possessions, he doesn't have a lot of available funds to buy kabanis. Nechassim means funds. Why does it mean funds? Because nechassim is from the lashon of nechnasim. Funds come and go. Another pshat is nechassim is lashon mechusa, cover up. People use money to cover up all different defects. So mishesh la'oichel merubim nechassim otim. Maybe shlam merubim should bring a lot of shalmi chagiga from which he gets to eat a portion for oilus matos. And that brings so many carbon oilers because there is nothing eaten from the carbon oilers completely burnt on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, if somebody has Nechasim Rubim, he Barakshim has a lot of possessions, for Eichel Mu'atim, he doesn't have many dependents. He may be oilers Merubais, Vishlomim Mu'atim, he should bring a lot of carbon oilers and few Shlomim. Zev Zemut, if he has few dependents and few possessions, Al zeh nemar regarding such a person, ma kesef, shtei kesef, the minimum shiurim for the carbon chagiga and the carbon oila. Zev zeh merubim, if he baruch Hashem has a lot of possessions and a lot of family, al zeh nemar ish kematnas yodoi, kevirkas Hashem alakecha shenosun lach. As the Gemara, Shlomim Merubim, we said if somebody has many dependents, he should bring many Shlomim. Is the question, from where should he bring them? Haleslei, he has no funds from that. Omer of Chizda, so Rav Chizda says, Teufel umevi par godel. He should bring with the Maaseh Shani money a large animal for the Karban Shlomim. Use the Maaseh Shani money to supplement and bring a large animal for the Shalmi Chagigah. Amalei Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes asked him, "Hare amru toiflam behema lebehema," and we don't really understand what does Rav Sheshes mean in this comment to Rav Chizda, which is actually the Gemara's Shaila. My Kamalei, exactly what is Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chizda? Ilei mahacha Kamalei, is he saying to him, "Hare amru toiflam behema lebehema," that Chazal said we could supplement by bringing the second animal for Shal Mechagiga, for Maaseh Sheni money, after the first animal, as we discussed earlier in the shir, is brought strictly from Chula money, Avaloi Maas Lamas, but we're now allowed to combine Maaseh Sheni money and Chula money, V'leimaloi, so why doesn't he say that explicitly to Rav Sheshes? Ain't Taiflam Maas Lamas, that we can't mix together Chula money and Maaseh Sheni money. So how could you, Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes should have said explicitly to Rav Chizda, allow for the mixing of Chula money and Maaseh Sheni money to buy an animal for Shal Mechagiga? What he meant to say is like this. Why are you suggesting, Rav Sheshes says to Rav Chizda, that the way to accomplish the person who has limited chulin funds is by mixing funds of chulin with funds of Maaseh Sheni in the purchase of an animal? There's another option, Rav Sheshes says to Rav Chizda. Buy two animals. The first animal being chulin money, bought from chulin money, and the second animal you'll buy for Maaseh Sheni money. Why don't you give that option? Ask the Gemara, if that's what Rav Sheshes is saying, is command. It's the like of Chizkiyah, the like of Rav Yochanan. Because Chizkiyah said that the only approach that's valid is that the first animal should be bought from Chulin funds. Rav Yochanan said that the only option available is mixing funds. But neither of them held that you could take either option. Yet here Rav Chizda is suggesting to Rav Chizda that you could be able to use either option. So Rav Sheshes' approach, as the Gemara, is the like of Chizkiyah, the like of Chizkiyah, the like of Yochanan. The Chitayma, Amarayu the Pligi, where you say that it's only Amarayim that are disagreeing. Chizkiyah and Rav Yochanan disagree. Masnisa like Pligi, but the Brises aren't disagreeing. And we'll say, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that the second Brisa that was cited on Amar Aleph will hold that you could do either approach. The chitayma meroy hu the pligi masnisa loy pligi v'ktani that price taught us achil rishonim in a chulin that the first shalmi chagiga should come from chulin money, which seems to hold like Chizkiyah. So as Taisus Rid has an easier way of explaining the Gemara. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Taisus Rid has an easier way of explaining the Gemara. He says, V'chitayim amaroi hu depligi. We'll say that indeed Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan are disagreeing. The Brises, even though each Brisa corroborated a different Shita, it doesn't mean that they're disagreeing. They're each corroborating a different approach, but they don't necessarily disagree. And each Brisa can hold of the approach mentioned by the other one. And that the Gemara asks, that Brisa seems to say that only the approach of Achil Rishayna, that the whole carbon should come from Chulin. Says the Gemara, that's not what the Brisa meant. But the Brisa meant Achil Rishayna, shir the mei Achil Rishayna mechilin. That you have to bring the value of, the minimum value of the carbon from Chulin. What is the minimum value of the carbon? So there's machloikis. Some say it means Beis Hillel's minimum value is 2 mar kesef. Others say that the minimum value meant is a pruta, because midaraisa, the entire amount required is a pruta. So the way we're understanding now is that this braisa can hold that both approaches, the approach that's suggested by Chizkiya and the approach suggested by Rabbi Yochanan, are legitimate approaches on how to accomplish Teiflin. And therefore, the way we're going to understand the Gemara is now that Chizkiya will only hold of the approach of using the first animal completely for chulin funds. Rabbi Yochanan will only hold of the approach of combining funds. Rav Sheshes, and now the way the Gemara, according to Rashi, explains, the second braisa will hold that both approaches are acceptable. And that was Rav Sheshes' question to Rav Chisda, why don't you agree with my approach? They can choose either direction and how to accomplish Teiflin. Amar Ula Amar Ish Lakish. Hifrish Esa Behemus L'Chagigasay. If somebody designated 10 animals for Shalmi Chagiga, Hikiv Chamesh B'Yontav Rishon, and he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yontav, Chayz Makav Chamesh B'Yontav Sheni. So first we're going to explain the Gemara like Rashi. Rashi says what the Gemara teaches us is that he could use the other 5 and bring them the rest of Yontav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Kivin Shepasuk Shuvenim Makrif. Once he stopped bringing Kabbanis, he can't bring any more. Amar Rav Abba, says Rav Abba, V'lai Pligi, there's really no Machlaikis. Kam B'Stam, Rav Yochanan, who holds that you can't bring any more of these Kabbanis on the rest of the Yontif, is talking about somebody who designated the animals without specifying that they would be offered as Shalmi Chagig on the first day. So when he goes and brings them on the other days of Yontif, he is seeming to bring a new carbon, a new Shalmi Chagiga, which is an issue about Taisif. Because we cannot assume in this case that his original intent was to offer them all on the first day, and he's bringing them on the next day only to compensate for his failure to offer them on the day before. Rather, we must consider the possibility that he's leaving some over for the second day because he regards it as a time in its own right for offering Shalmi Chagiga, and it would be an issur about Taisif. But if he was mefarish, if he specified that they're all being there for the first day Yontif as the Shalmi Chagiga, and now he didn't bring him on the first day, it's only that he did manage, so it's a tashlumim, and it's no issue about Taisif. So there's no machlaikas. Ask the Gemara Haistam, was saying that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't allow him to bring this kabbanis on the rest of Yontav in the case of Stam. Exactly what is the situation that's being referred to? Heichidami, Ilaim de Lekashos B'yayim Likarev, there wasn't enough time in the first day Yontav to bring all the kabbanis. So then we'll say, Haide Lekavinu, is not because about Taisif. He didn't bring in the Lekavinu, the Lekashos B'yayim. There wasn't enough time during the day to bring those kabbanis. Vel de Les Le'ayichim, maybe he didn't have enough people to eat the carbon on the first day. So again we'll say, Hi the Lai Kravin, the Les Lai Eichlim. He didn't bring him because he didn't have people to eat the carbon. Says the Gemara Lai Tzricha, the case there of Abba's explanation refers to is the Ikish Shas B'yayim. There was enough day in the first day to bring the carbon. Vik Islo Eichlim, and he had enough people to eat it. If he didn't bring it on the first day Yontif, he specifically left it for the second day, saying that the second day is the time to bring this carbon, and we have an issue about Taisif, and therefore it's prohibited to be brought. Says the Marachinam Mustabra, this is the way to explain the machloikis between Shlokish Rabbi Yochanan, the Chasu Rav and Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Hefesh es behem l'chigigasai, Hikrav Chamesh B'yontav Rishon, if he brings 5 on the first day Yontif, Chayz Makrav Chamesh B'yontav Sheni, he can bring the other 5 on the rest of the days of Yontif. Kashan Adadi, Rabbi Yochanan just said that he can't bring the rest of the animals on the rest of the Yontif. Elav Shmami No, Kam B'stam, Stam he can't, Kam Mefarish, he may, Shmami No. Itman Nami, Omer of Shem Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Shanu, that we did not learn that if he brought some of the kabbanis on the first day, he can't bring them on the rest of Yontif, Elish Gomer, that he didn't finish. Avil Gomer, Chayza Makrav. Esther, my Gomer, what does finish mean? Elim Gomer coming nice off, that he finished bringing all his kabbanis, my Makrav, what is there still to bring on the next day? Elish Gomer Hayoin, that Rabbi Yochanan means when the day did not finish, he had time to bring the kabbanis, and he didn't, then he's not allowed to bring on the rest of Yontif. If the day finished and he didn't have an opportunity to finish bringing the kabbanis, then Rabbi Yochanan will agree that he could bring the kabbanis during the rest of Yontif under all circumstances. The Mefarshim point out from this Gemara that from here we see that a person could do a mitzvah more than he's responsible and is considered doing a mitzvah. Because as we've been learning, the only amount of kabbonis that have to be brought for Shalmei Chagiga is one animal. Yet our Gemara is talking about somebody bringing 10 animals for the Shalmei Chagiga. And yet, the Gemara says that it's perfectly fine. And the rayas to this, one of the rayas is that we blow on Rosh Hashanah so many more kailas in the shofar than the Torah requires. So we see that if a person does a mitzvah more than it's required, because he wants to do the mitzvah b'shleimus, that's still considered doing a mitzvah. I mentioned earlier there's another approach to the Gemara, one can look in Tosfos, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, that here he says that the machlokes of Yochanan and Mishlokish is, will this carbon become automatically the leftover kabbonis, will it become Nedarim and Nedavos? That we learned Nedarim and Nedavos may not be brought on Yontif. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it becomes in Nedarim and Nedavos, and if it cannot be brought on Yontif, he means on Yontif Achron, on the last day of Yontif, which is considered a Yontif. And Shlokish is going to agree, but he's speaking about a case of Mefarish. In the case of Mefarish, it remains Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga are not Nedarim and Nedavos, and they may be brought on Yontif.